The three pictures here, four pictures here, represent the regiment in 1942. This is just before they were organized to go over to Sicily to invade, finally go into the attack. And they went, they sent them up to Scotland, and they gave them Sherman tanks. They trained with Sherman tanks, and they finally loaded them on landing craft and took the ships all the way from England, Scotland, all the way down to Sicily. And then they came on to Sicily. And from the time they started fighting in July of 43, they fought from there right straight through until May of 1945 with about a two-week break. And that was all. And in that period of time, they had 69 all rank killed, which really is relatively mild. The regiment involved itself in a few interesting things. The regiment went into battle with this interesting character here as the colonel. His name is Johnson, and if you go up on Simcoe Street, you'll run across Murray Johnson Menswear. That was his shop. And he led the regiment into battle in Sicily, and he also took the regiment across the from Sicily to the Tour of Italy. And this regiment was the first Allied armored regiment onto mainland Europe in the Second World War. And then on their trip up through Italy, they ran across a place called Monte Cassino. You remember all the horror of Monte Cassino? Well, the strange thing about Monte Cassino is this regiment broke it. And they did it by making Monte Cassino unnecessary for the Germans because the Germans couldn't hold it. They had to get out of there. What they did was they pulled tanks across a mud flat. And once they got the tanks across, the Germans, I guess, felt they'd never get across the mud flats, so why worry about them? But once they got them across, there was nothing there to stop them. And therefore, Monte Cassino became useless, even after having all those people slaughtered.